This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I have a Taylor Swift story, actually, in just a second. Surprise! She's killing it!
Yeah.
Right now, we'll take call number 9-800-400-3697. We have a pair of tickets to the Game of Thrones live experience, which we think is going to be a symphony playing along with the actual show.
Yeah, it's a live concert experience in the HBO epic fantasy series Game of Thrones, featuring composer Rahman Djawadi.
That's the guy who writes the music, right?
Yeah.
This was the episode, man. I can picture it, too. They're just, like, flashing on everyone getting ready. This is for the trial, right?
Yeah, this is when the explosion happened.
Cersei's, it was supposed to be Cersei's trial at the
And what else happened? Cersei's trial.
And then the kid walks out of the
Johnny hasn't seen it.
So?
Johnny doesn't even care.
Watch it. Yeah.
Somebody drop Johnny.
Don't drop Johnny.
Don't drop Johnny.
Oh, that's the drop, Johnny.
I was going to push that the first day. I wanted to know what it was.
It was from Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp.
Oh, why'd you do that to Johnny? For?
Anyway, so Cersei's going on trial.
She's going to go on trial.
The kid, what happened,
Brynn? The kid jumps out the window, but Vinny was on his laptop.
Oh, right. The kid jumps out the window.
Vinny didn't
see that part. He did it very silently.
Yeah.
So Vinny watches the show while he's on his laptop, so there was no talking in the scene. And the next day, we're like, oh, can you believe what happened? He goes, what are you guys talking about? We're like, the scene where the kid steps up on the sill and flies out. Did you not see that? He's like, no, I didn't see it.
So good. Yeah.
So good. God, that show. Oh, that show's so good. Oh, Game of Thrones, why are you so amazing? Thank you for weekly. Oh, never mind. I can't thank you for weekly. Thank you for yearly appearances on my television screen. How sad for Cersei that all her children are now dead.
Oh, Cersei.
Oh, after her long walk of shame, when she was covered in blood, poop, and tomatoes, she still had to face... What's that guy's name? The bird. Remember? The little birds or something?
No, I don't. I never remember anybody's name. There's too many names.
The religious sect that took over, that actually pulled her in and put her in prison.
I don't remember.
Oh, that guy. The bald dude, right?
Yeah, his name had something to do with a bird, maybe? Man. Oh, who cares? Oh, who cares? Let's just drop it. Let's move on.
I hate that guy, though.
I know. Oh, I hated him, too. Because I love Cersei, even though she's awful. She's an awful person. But I still love her the most.
I want her to grow her hair back.
Well, yeah. Yep.
I'm sitting down.
Why?
Oh, we've bored you. We have bored Johnny to the point where he's sitting down.
I just don't even know. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
That's so funny.
Let it wash over you, Johnny.
I feel it. I'm imagining this Cersei woman, and I like
her.
She's
evil. She's beautiful, and she's evil.
She is.
She's that white-haired one? That wears the
no, that's
stuff
Khaleesi.
Around
there. She's good.
She's great.
She's the mother of dragons.
Yeah,
the unburnt Khaleesi.
What the hell is wrong with me?
I don't know what is wrong with you. You've got. Promise me, when you go to Hawaii, you'll start that book.
Put these priorities,
how to raise good kids aside. Forget all that.
Okay,
you're doing fine.
All right.
Speaking of Hawaii, Johnny, I have my girlfriend who works over at resort over there. She says, I'm listening live because I've got to be up early. We are in full hurricane prep over here.
Yeah.
And she goes, scary stuff. It's Category 5. Headed right for us.
They were saying 160 mile an hour sustained winds
Yikes.
This morning. But by tomorrow, it's supposed to be reduced significantly.
Tomorrow. And then they're even saying through Saturday. Hurricane Center expects Lane to move very closely over Hawaii from Thursday through Saturday. Forecasters say even if Lane doesn't make landfall, the islands could be walloped with rain and wind.
Yeah. I got a text from an email from my mother-in-law.
What'd she say?
She's got waivers in place. We're prepping for at least a
So you may delay.
Possible.
Well, were you just planning to be there all next week or longer than that?
Till Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so not even a full week. Well, maybe she can extend it on that end or something.
Something. We'll figure it out.
Taylor Swift.
Bummer.
I know.
I know.
Bummer.
I know.
God damn it, Omarosa.
Really? Omarosa.
We have a... That's from Donald Trump about
the phone call. Oh, yeah. He's calling. Oh, I didn't know it. They run a big operation over here. Yeah, you're the president of it.
I was thinking about that this morning. Like, what are they doing about that now when you come into the Situation Room and people put their phone on the table? Yeah, why wouldn't you hit record?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think they're doing about it now?
Maybe you have to check your phone in at the door.
Mm-hmm. Right. But what about your computer? I mean, how is he?
There's so many recording.
Your little pen that
that's
is
what they
a recording
say.
Device.
Recording devices and pens. Mm-hmm. I mean,
like they search you down. Like your cabinet's getting searched down when they come in, or your
down.
Advisors or whatever. You know,
it
they're
is pretty
do a
unbelievable.
Little, a detector.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like a recording detector.
Some kind of detector.
Mm. I mean, he does have like ultimate sort of. You just know he could, you know, mess you up badly if you. Did what Omarosa
right.
does, did, mm-hmm. but by that time you're written a book and you're making
yeah.
money.
Oh,
so
well.
Who cares, right?
You can hire a bodyguard.
Exactly.
Get those people away from you. Hey, I seem to remember hearing that Donald Trump has actually had a long time fear of being
recorded.
Hmm.
But then he records people, right? Or is that Cohen, the lawyer?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Cohen. Yeah.
He's the,
God,
he's
two
the
people
recorder.
Went down yesterday.
Yeah.
Manafort Hard. And Cohen. So good. Mm. Oh, I mean, it's bad. It's terrible. Well, it's actually terrible for the country. This whole thing is just awful. I shouldn't revel in any of it. Here we go. Taylor Swift has broken her own record.
Oh. Wow. Good for her.
Yeah. When there's big news in Washington, count on us to talk about who's breaking what records in the music industry.
On that
industry.
Note, so you can feel good about this, this
okay,
text
right.
did come in. 707. I was 12 or younger. A lot of response to that Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was 12 or younger when a local paper did a story about my mom and got so much wrong that I quit believing what was said in a newspaper. When I was older, a radio station got the winner of a Grammy so wrong that I quit believing what a radio station reported. I do not wish, watch, or listen to any news except...
Oh, no.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, don't listen
to that. You two remember that not everything is accurate.
Well, we do say, you know, even our sources, we question them all the time. Like, if you get something out of the New York Post, question that.
Right, right.
But it's fun to talk about anyway.
Well, and in some ways, I was thinking about that after I saw that text. You guys may be the only people in this building that don't have a stake in the game.
Right.
So it's like you're like going to talk about it easily without being worried about getting, you know, roasted by your bosses or other news organizations and stuff like that. Because everyone else is on pins and needles because sources are so hard.
Right. If you're at the news station next door, I mean, if they get called out on something, it's like they're legit.
Serious.
We're just not considered legit.
Their advertisers. Their advertisers start pulling out and they're actually kind of tied to.
Our advertisers are like, these guys are buffoons. They get stuff wrong all the time. Let's advertise on them.
Exactly.
Yeah!
Woo! Don't go
touch
anywhere.
That dial. Oh.
That is working on you. I got it wrong, but Sarah's is working on you. 14% of you will come back, especially
right.
dudes.
Sarah's got your number. It works on dudes more.
Yeah.
Should I say it like in a in a sultry voice? Don't touch that dial.
Absolutely. Oh.
That sultry, is that kind of hot?
Well, that's kind of
sexy
doofy,
voice?
But
no, I'll try. Let me try it again. Don't touch that dial. Is that sexy enough?
No.
Don't touch that dial.
No. Try it again.
I think the laugh at the end really does.
Do it like the guy in
the
commercial.
Put the porn music on first. Yeah.
Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial.
Why do you do that?
Because she's a goofball.
Why are you goofing so
She must have a really good sexy one if she's not giving it up.
Well, even during her sexy talk with her husband, it's still stupid goofy.
You don't know anything about it.
We've heard clips, Sarah. You're talking about
No, you haven't. I just tell you
guys
the funny stuff.
You guys just try to make each other laugh.
I have made him laugh. Like, I've been saying some, you know, talking real dirty as we're doing stuff, and I have said something. In fact, just recently, I said something, and it just stopped the whole thing. Like, he's like, you didn't just say that. And I'm like, we're just laughing. And it's funny. I try to be outrageous. You know, you can't, because the problem with dirty talk is that you've said it all already. Like, you have to come up with new stuff.
Well, after 20-something years.
I know. Yeah. So I'll be like, you know, set up like a whole scene, like what's happening and, you know, how filthy and hot it is.
So you guys are acting.
no, not really, but I'll be saying, oh, yeah, you like to do this because I'm this person or, you know, whatever.
Right, you're acting.
Sure, okay.
Because you're this person, you put on accents and stuff like that. So
I
right.
have done accents, yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's a full-on drama
oh,
show.
Oh, God, you like that? Okay.
I just thought of a great gift you can give him at some point.
Okay, what is it?
This is in the news. I wasn't going to use it unless we really ran out of news, but there's a porn company now offering a new service to digitally insert your... you into pornos using AI, artificial intelligence.
Oh, really?
So, like, you take the porno, they take a bunch of different photos and they put it in there, and like your face.
Oh, that's so funny.
And you go deepfakes at naughtyamerica.com to get more info.
That's
reported in Fast Company, by the way.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That
would
be awesome, right?
Sometimes, have you ever been watching porn while you're doing it and something happens on the screen that you're just like, oh, you know, that like
not hot?
Yeah, totally not hot. Like, or is just something kind of funny or something? Mm-hmm. Like I call, you know, like porn.
It takes
files.
You out of it.
It does. It kind of takes you out of like, who does that?
Ugh, I love that. Is that, have you heard that term before? Porn foul?
No, I haven't. Is Genius. That is that a thing?
No, you just made it up.
He just made it up.
Porn foul.
Porn foul.
They can screen that out. And yeah, too.
It's like the girl actually
sex
says
foul.
"ow." You know, and you're like, oh. I'm like, oh
she,
god.
And she's, even she's all yuck.
I know.
Gross.
Anyway.
Hey, tons. Oh, thank you.
Panties.
You're gross. You guys are disgusting.
Screw.
Hi, Sparrow. Don't say that word.
Oh, hi, Sparrow. That's
hi,
what it is.
Sparrow.
I was like the little birds. I know
tons
it's a
of texts coming in. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners.
The bird guy.
You know, the bird guy.
I'm like, from Alcatraz, the bird
Sparrow,
man?
He's passed his sentence down. What he doesn't know is she knows where the fire is. What is that fire? The wildfire. Oh, my God. You have to read those books.
What? Was that Game of Thrones again?
Yes,
it is. Back to Game of Thrones.
I had to finish my song that I started during the. I'm never going to have time for my Zeppelin story.
We're supposed to do the Zeppelin
go,
story.
Go,
okay,
go,
okay,
go, go,
okay,
go, go.
Let's stop talking.
Let me just for another
day. Brin did all this work.
Yeah, I can set it up for
I
tomorrow.
I literally
totally okay.
have not even. I have not even gotten to my Taylor Swift story yet. I've mentioned her name 10 times and we just haven't gotten there. It is that Taylor Swift has broken her own record for a highest grossing U.S. tour by a woman. So she's only done 27 domestic dates so far on this tour. This is the Reputation tour. 27 dates, $191 million.
Ooh.
With about another $11 million or so earned in Canada. So it looks like it's about $7 million a show. And she has a bunch. So she's already passed her entire whole last tour, which was... this was the 1989 World Tour. It was not in 1989. That was the name of the last record. $181 million earned domestically. This was 2015. And already, she's only like half done with this. And she's got $191 million already. Total paid attendance to date is $1.489 million. All 27 shows so far have sold out. Christina and their little kid went to one of the shows. Apparently, she's amazing.
Oh, and Isla. Yeah, every time I see a review about Taylor, her concert on the tabloids or whatever, people just adore her.
Yeah, like she
puts
gives
on the whole
it all.
Show.
She puts the whole show on.
89 is when she was born.
Oh, is that why?
That's why her album is titled 1989.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, wow, yeah. She's going to be 30 next year. It's older than I thought.
Well, she's super rich. She's very successful, right?
I know, but she just always has seemed super young to me.
I did not think she was 30, no. Yeah. I still thought she was mid-20s.
Right.
Maybe.
Even
just
early 20s.
There, yeah.
Well,
net worth at $320 million.
Oh, yeah. So she's poor. So she must have been 22 when she wrote that song. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
Right.
So that was 7 years ago. Could it have been
around
that
long?
It's
yeah.
incredible. And
totally.
That was like, you know, 5 or 10 hits in.
I was board hopping at that time, so that was, you know, before I was here.
Oh, she was a country person too. It seemed like they were crossover
yeah,
stuff,
doing
but
country.
Yeah. Well, good for good.
And
for
where
her.
Does that stand as far as like, is that all time best grossing
for
know,
a woman? She just
for
broke
a
her
woman.
For broke. Her, yeah, let is, me
I mean,
you
like,
the exact title.
Who are the biggest all times? Like Grateful Dead or something like that, or Rolling Stones, or who?
Those sound like great guesses.
Those numbers.
You know, I don't have a list here, but basically, she. Taylor Swift breaks her own record for the highest grossing U.S. tour by a woman.
Okay.
So, which is actually, I would have thought if you had asked me that maybe it would be, I love this song, maybe it would be Streisand or something, because people pay a premium for those, but she just doesn't do that many shows. Right. Mm. They say that there are residencies that make more money, like you know, Celine or J-Lo or even Britney has been very well compensated for the... But this is for
I think
tour.
You too may have been the highest grossing from the last list we did.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that sounds right, because remember they did do like a 2-year completely sold out, like the Zoo
but
TV.
But did they do that many stops in the U.S.? Maybe. How many stops did you do? 27?
So far, she's done 27. Okay. She has a bunch more still to do. Okay. Right. They're saying even only this far into the tour, she's already broken her own record.
Oh, jeez.
So... Dan.
Amazing.
So shame on you. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Oh, oh. Yeah, she's. I actually hate that I love so many of her songs. Whatever. I don't like that Reputation song. So, I
up there are groups we're talking. U2, Rolling Stones, Coldplay, Guns N' Roses.
Coldplay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean Coldplay?
These are the top grossing tours of
people
all time.
People love Coldplay. Mm-hmm. Your taste in music is not that great.
It's terrible, Sarah.
Coldplay?
Coldplay's amazing.
You
ever seen them live?
No.
You have?
At the Super Bowl.
No. When? I believe that was like... I was here years
we
ago.
We had them at Bimbo's once.
At Bimbo's.
Oh, I did see them at
Bimbo's.
You. They were great. What happened to them? What happened to them since then? No, I'm kidding. I actually, I do like them. I just give you crap about Coldplay because that was the music you put on for the makeout session when the lady started crying.
Right. Yep.
That's right. That's all. That, Childish Gambino, and Drake are like my go-tos to torture you.
Oh,
my God. It's the triumvirate.
You gave me the opportunity to play Drake, so
thank you.
Attaboy.
All right, now I'm going to give you an opportunity to play some Zeppelin. Yeah. We're going to bust through this really fast. I know.
Really?
I'm super bummed.
Just play it tomorrow, Sarah.
You know what? Maybe I will do it tomorrow.
Yeah,
no,
he put a lot of work into it.
It doesn't matter to me.
I know, but he did the work yesterday. I didn't get to it yesterday.
Exactly,
I'm not going to get
gonna
it today.
But if you're going to rush through it, it's not going to be worth it.
You're right.
It's my fault because I jumped you in the front pop, and it brings us to do it tomorrow.
It's all your fault.
Do it tomorrow.
Johnny jumped Sarah.
I did.
We'll see if any of your key cards work tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I don't blame you at all because, I mean, I do feel like the energy is really, it's very flowy with Johnny here. He's actually sitting, though, now, which is relaxing.
Is he getting tired? I think that sandwich might have made you tired.
Well,
No.
Was filling. Exactly. Okay, then I'm going to do something else.
Okay.
The other day ago, Johnny was talking about funny names that celebrities give their kids, and Your Majesty came up because Jermaine Jackson named his kid Your Majesty, which is the most awesome name. And now, just continuing his most awesome life, he is 63 years old, Jermaine Jackson, and he's going to marry his 23-year-old girlfriend.
Hooray!
I hope he likes Taylor Swift.
Good one. He just announced the marriage while he was, I guess, he's performing in Mallorca with a bunch of his brothers, Jackie, Tito, and Marlon. Along with Michael, was that the Jackson Five? Jermaine, Jackson, Jackie, Tito, and Marlon, and Michael?
Yes.
Oh. So they're the Jackson Four, and they still tour. And he just recently... quit a marriage with a chick who I guess beat her. She was arrested for domestic violence. Her name was Halima Rashid.
Elder abuse.
Oh.
His 23-year-old girlfriend is super hot.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
I was just about to look. I figured.
Yeah, her name is
Made
Velasquez.
All right, I'll
Made Velasquez?
M-A-D-A-Y.
Is that Instagram?
No, it's Google Images.
Okay.
Yeah, Made Velasquez.
Is that how you say it? Made.
I got you, John.
Made.
My day.
Here
my
she is.
Day.
Oh, there you go. Oh, let's see her.
Word.
Oh, yeah. She, man, she kind of looks like Beyonce a little bit.
No.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Look, why is her dad kissing her like, that's Jermaine.
Come on.
Why is her grandfather all hanging all over her?
Good one.
Oh, my God.
That's I'm trying up, to look. He
yeah.
has
yeah.
nine.
How's he not getting? What?
Jermaine has nine kids.
Oh, tell me their like names. Tell me their
his
names.
His oldest kid, Your Majesty is the worst.
Yeah.
But the oldest one, yes, or the best, is 40 years old. There's Jordan, spelled differently, Dante, Don, D-A-W-N, Jamie, Autumn, Jeremy, Jermaine Jackson Jr., Your Majesty, and Jafar.
Oh, Jafar.
Like
he's the bad guy from Aladdin. Jafar.
So
So we get Don on the phone.
So Made Velasquez was on the Spanish version of Big Brother.
Oh. Is that how she
You guys
came?
Watch that one too?
No.
You
no.
know you guys are big Big Brother fans.
I am.
Don't talk about crappy things.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
I don't like it. All right, we'll get to the Zeppelin thing tomorrow. What's coming up in the news, Johnny?
Oh, jeez. Well, the San Jose mayor, Sam Liccardo, is saying he'll get a tattoo.
Oh.
If he gets 1 million retweets.
Oh. Oh, what does he expect us to retweet? What? Okay. All right. I guess I'll ask the questions after when we do the story.
We also have some five random facts, some stupid news. We'll get to some of that stuff, okay?
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:40 on Hump Day morning. That's my sexy voice. Hump Day. Hey,
Just try.
Just stop. Get off of me. Just stop. Get off of me.
Hump Day. Hump Day.
Damn it, Omarosa. I don't love it at all. God damn it, Omarosa.
Hump Day. It's Hump Day morning.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry if I'm driving you wild today.
Baseball.
I'm going to touch you on the shoulder. I'm going to touch you on the knee. How can you resist me? Hump Day.
So anyway, Johnny Mosley's been sitting in with us this week because Vinny had a baby.
Standing in, that is.
Oh, yes. Mostly standing in. Her name is Edie Rose. And if you follow him on Instagram, you've already seen some pictures.
He should send
adorable.
Us some audio.
I know.
Some high-pitched whining, screaming.
Well, we heard, I think we heard Isla singing her ABCs when she was like 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, once in a while he'll tape something and send it in.
Perfect.
Oh, that's a classic.
It really is. Oh. We'll have to play that for her sometime when she comes in.
Yeah.
That's
funny. And it goes by so fast. Like, I can't believe she's almost 5 now.
Know.
Like, it just flashes by. She'll be a rotten teenager before you know it.
Yay.
But she'll always be daddy's little girl.
She's going to get slapped like Sarah did.
Yeah, no. I bet they're not slappers. okay, so anyway, Johnny's filling in. Thank you. You've been doing a great job standing in for
Vinny.
People
love you, Johnny.
Listen to this one. 315.
Go ahead.
Do you have the same one?
That's probably the one, yeah.
Whoa. Johnny Mosley does not have a face for radio. Hobo, hobo. I'm having flashbacks of my first prepubescent crush watching the Winter Olympics in 5th grade and feeling a tickle in my... Oh, my goodness. Well, I can't say that.
The Radio Alice Report.
I'm all... Flood blushed now.
Yeah,
how
right.
can I report serious
I feel like
news?
Hooman's
like
jealous.
This?
Yeah, Hooman,
what
a little
was
bit
that
jealous.
Little thing that you just did right now.
That wasn't me. That was Brent's sound effects. I'm just sitting here quietly. I haven't even gotten
you.
In my car. I'm not even driving.
You're not even in a lane.
I'm
right
not
now.
Even in a lane.
He's still in the garage.
Yeah.
I had a moment where I missed Hooman a little bit.
I know.
You know.
I miss him. Sometimes he goes really quiet.
Yeah.
He goes dark if
someone gives him crap about something, or if things get contentious, then he just like shuts down. And so it's sad.
Is it? I was just thinking he's doing a lot of homework back there. Oh. It's a lot to figure out what's going on in the social media world.
That is true. And no one does it quite like Hooman.
Well, come
it's
to
so
me
so
at 9
at
o'clock.
It.
I'll have updates on
okay,
stuff.
Okay, great. I want to hear an update on the movie review for tomorrow as well.
Okay, and the stair climb.
Yeah.
I'll give you both.
We'll
double down.
Great.
Back over to you, Johnny.
All right. This story is not something I might normally pick, but we've been on this tattoo tip since I came in.
Yeah, we have, actually.
And so at the end of this, there's a new story that just totally... you know, blows my mind about tattoos and their significance in the world, etc. And then obviously Post Malone, etc.
Yeah.
So the San Jose mayor, Sam Liccardo, has said he will get the San Jose logo tattooed on himself if he gets 1 million retweets.
And what specifically is he looking to get retweeted?
Why?
Yes.
Oh, that I couldn't find. You're right. I don't think it's specific to anything.
Oh, he just wants a million retweets.
Yes.
Does he say anything worth retweeting?
It might be on that. I think it's on that post where he says he'll do it.
Oh, if you repost this.
Yes.
Well, let's help the guy out. Let's get him a tattoo.
And that's why I thought I would bring it up. Yeah. Now, he's far away.
That's a weird
away.
Thing for a mayor to be asking.
It's okay, so this is we shouldn't even be talking about it.
And yet here we
are.
So
this guy Jake McCluskey,
okay,
ran every city street in San Jose, and he's just a random local
who is like, I'm going to run on every single street
within
the entire
limits. Yeah, and to commemorate his achievement, he got the San Jose logo tattooed on his leg or something like that.
Okay.
Now it's an updated San Jose logo.
Can I see what it looks like?
Sure.
Oh,
here
okay.
you go. And so San Jose is in the middle of like a marketing campaign. They updated their logo, and so they're trying to attract business, and you know they're in a marketing campaign. So I think the mayor got a bunch of heat. Hey, this guy's willing to do it. What about you?
Right.
So he laid it out there to show his pride for San Jose.
He is the mayor, after all. You would think he would just go ahead and get one. Maybe he needs an excuse to get one.
I think he does.
Like, I'm the mayor. Is it really proper for me to get a tattoo?
Exactly. Maybe he's wanted one for a long time. So, I mean, and look, he's getting press off it, right? He's already getting it. So the deal is only 10 people have ever broken a million retweets.
Huh. In the world?
Yes.
Who are they?
Really?
Yeah, amazing stat pulled up by.
That's actually quite interesting.
You want to fact check that, anybody?
I'm wondering if it's
can
this
you name
tweet,
anyone?
Johnny.
I think the president
he tweeted,
would get him.
Sam Liccardo, my staff dared me to follow Jake's example, so I told them I'll do it for 1 million retweets.
There it is. So I think you just retweet that.
And he says, don't worry, Cole Garcia.
That's his wife.
Okay, they tell me it's impossible.
He's only at 800.
Oh.
And he has to get to 1 million. And can you name, you want to try to take a shot at anyone who's got 1 million retweets?
I will say
Barack.
Donald Trump.
No, Donald hasn't.
Yeah,
he hasn't.
Barack Obama is one.
One of the Kardashians.
Selena
Gomez.
Are they all political?
What I have is, no.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres is
one.
Oh,
is that picture that they took at the
Oscars or something like that? Uh-huh.
And then multiple members of One Direction.
But
I don't have the complete list if anyone wants to.
No, that's bizarre, though. I'm actually really surprised to hear that. I guess that.
It's hard to get.
Yeah.
Hard to do.
I have the list of the top 40 retweets. I'll put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
Oh, Ariana Grande is also on that list.
Oh, was that after Manchester?
Okay.
I don't know when.
Hmm.
So 800.
He's at 800 right now. So he's got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So morning, I don't really know how it works.
You
got to
go into
Twitter.
You got to go to that tweet and then retweet it.
It tweets onto my account, and then people on my account will take
correct.
It and retweet. I see. I get it.
It's
I don't have any followers.
Facebook sharing somebody else's post. You know what I'm saying?
And so it just gets like, and they tell two friends and so on. All right.
It's a stunt.
Everybody trying.
Mayors have to
help
do stunts.
You know, let's make this guy get a tattoo.
Exactly. So along the way, I was reading a story out of this is the sources, University of Miami Business School. It says job seekers actually have a better chance of being hired. Same pay and then sometimes more pay if they have a tattoo because it's fashionable right now.
Really?
That was out of the University of Miami Business School.
I am very surprised to hear that. That it would actually, not that I assume it's very run of the mill now, so it wouldn't hurt your chances, but to hear that you would actually be more likely to get a job and possibly get more pay because you have a tattoo seems astounding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they're not talking about the chaos on the forehead and spider crawling up the face.
It's always in the details.
Yeah.
It's always in the details. So.
Just like if you have just a little anchor on your arm.
Sure.
Or, you know, mom on your heart.
Yeah. I know you had your trip to Germany. Do you know what's interesting? The biggest county in Alaska is roughly the same size as the entire country. Of Germany.
Wow. Is that because there's
so few
people there?
If you can't tell
them
into five random facts.
Oh, these are fast facts.
Yeah.
Say, Sarah, would you like some fast facts?
Hey, Sarah, would you like some fast facts?
Fast facts? I love those. All right. The biggest county in Alaska is bigger than the country of Germany.
Yeah, that's right.
My assumption is that because there's so few people who actually live in Alaska, that there must be huge swaths of the state that are sort of fall under a county.
That sounds correct. Yeah.
One of the rules about the fast facts is
you're not allowed
you don't
to ask questions.
About the fast facts.
I mean, I don't have any further info.
That's one sentence.
This is it's my downfall every day.
And when I walked in the building, they turned down my internet speed. So
that's true. Yes.
On
they do that to all of us.
They just take it away. I
what
just
you
turn
have
it
here,
off.
Johnny, exactly. is you have a research team. So we're all here to help you research.
Right.
Research.
But we prefer Sarah would not ask questions.
Okay.
But what if it's something that I genuinely have curiosity about? What's the next one?
In some cases, it'll be okay. I'll just shut you down if I need to move on.
Okay. All right.
If I don't know. The words soldier, salary, and salad all come from the word salt.
Soldier, salary, and salad come from salt.
Yep. The Roman Empire paid soldiers in salt, and they also put salt on salad to make the leaves less bitter.
Oh. What about salary? Oh, that's paid. Huh. Interesting.
They paid them in salt. That's what he said.
Paid them in
they
salt,
would pay them in salt. Yeah. That's incredible. Salt. I don't have any questions about that one.
You sure about that?
We had Disney. We were given trips to Disneyland, I noticed
sure
yesterday.
Are, yeah.
The fake jungle for the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland has become its own functioning ecosystem now.
Oh.
And it doesn't need landscaping anymore.
Oh, like they planted it, and now it's self-supportive.
There you go.
It's
with
created
those
its own
again.
little ecosystem.
Yes.
Did you know they're going to make a Jungle Cruise movie? My assumption is they're doing that just to make that area worth a damn.
Oh,
yeah. Have you ever been on the Jungle Cruise? Like, if you've been on it more than once, you've heard all the same jokes every single time, and the hippo comes up, and it's just like it's a whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So now they're going to have a Jungle Cruise movie so that they can brand that. My assumption is that they'll be able to make that a cool ride again. Mm-hmm. That's what kid wants to go on a Jungle Cruise anymore.
I'm due for some Disneyland. Kids have never been. So.
Never?
What?
I know.
Oh, I'm very surprised to hear that.
Right?
You should take them to a Disney World in Florida.
Okay, just go straight for that.
It's crazy.
Gators. I have to leave Malia
Oh, yeah,
home.
Never mind. Malia will never go.
Gators.
Oh, right. Yeah, Gators. No. Just go down to Disneyland.
Yeah, California Land, all that stuff.
Yeah, the California Adventure. Yeah. It's
right.
Amazing.
No.
Actually, my favorite roller coaster of all time is at California Adventure because they rocket you out. You know how normally you go on a roller coaster? It's like tick, 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 mm-hmm, tick, mm-hmm. tick, tick, tick.
Oh, yes.
Just go on like this.
Sure.
They shoot you out. You're doing 60 miles an hour within 1 second. And they're blasting rock music into your ears. It's like, has a big loop to loop. It's awesome.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
And it's modeled after the, supposedly, it's modeled after the Santa Cruz one because it looks like a wooden roller coaster and, you know.
Does it have that rickety feel?
It doesn't at
all,
but it's supposed to look like that. It's supposed to look like an old school one.
The boardwalk's cool. I like it down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Saddam Hussein used Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You for his 2002 presidential campaign in Iraq. Although the election was just a sham, of course, there were 11.4 million votes for him and zero votes against him. That's just a fun fact.
That is
zero.
That's a fun fast fact.
That is.
Wasn't there a whole thing about how in love with her he was?
I think so.
Like he
that
was obsessed
right.
with her and was trying to get her to come over there and... Her people were like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Stop questioning the fast facts.
I'm not questioning it. I'm
yeah,
saying I think I heard that.
All right.
Yeah, you are.
And the final fast fact.
All right, final fast fact.
Virtually everyone on The Simpsons has four fingers on each hand except for two characters.
Oh.
Do they have less fingers?
More.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
They four on each hand because they're very star-shaped hands. They're like, that. So Maggie definitely only has four, right?
No, is Homer's boss one of the ones who has
more? Oh, because he has the long fingers? Oh, no.
What's his name?
How about Lisa because she plays the sax?
No.
Is it main characters or are they obscure characters?
They would be...
What about Marge?
Not main characters.
Oh, not
they're
main
not
characters.
Main characters.
How about Duff?
No, one's got to be like the aliens that are always...
Now you're starting to get in the right category, at least of
Ned!
Like non... No,
no, they're not humans.
Not humans.
Oh, they're not humans? Krusty!
Yeah. Well,
no.
Is he human? I guess
he's
human.
Yeah, he's human.
Yeah.
Is there a dog on the show?
Is there an alien of sorts?
Think of not an alien, but think of figures. Biblical figures?
Oh.
Oh.
You know.
Jesus?
Jesus is one.
Jesus has five?
Yep.
When is Jesus on? I haven't seen him.
I don't know.
He's on every day.
There you go with those questions again.
Oh, they got Jesus is on The Simpsons every episode?
I think it's just in our lives.
And there you go.
Why are there Ku Klux Klan guys in there? That sucks.
The Almighty.
Where?
God.
Oh, God and Jesus have five. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Isn't that special?
Did you see that clip of Groening at the airport the other day? He said he wouldn't sign, but he was giving them hand-drawn. Giving people his fans hand drawn.
You're kidding
like,
me!
Like little sketches
he
that he just did on the plane.
He wouldn't sign, but they wanted him to sign his name.
Yeah, like on their stuff. But he busted out a whole like file of hand drawn, signed,
handing
signed
them out
artwork. Which I wasn't really sure. Is that why? Yeah, so I mean, that's gonna be that's cool, right?
It's valuable. It seems to me that'd be worth way more than someone's signature.
Sure, but what's possessed him? Why do you think he's doing?
Maybe he just doodles all the time, and he's like, you know, what I should do? This would be so much easier at the airport than, because you know, you sign one autograph or take one picture, and there's suddenly a line.
Suddenly,
you know, I think it's cheesy these days to your autograph.
Yeah,
right. You know, yeah. These days it's let's take a picture,
take a selfie.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So he just hands them out. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. But here, have this. Yeah, look, it's probably worth $10.
Maybe it could be worth eventually.
Sure.
Worth a lot.
Let's take a quick break, and we can get to all the texts and recap the whole show after this.
She's already.
Yep.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.